All right, hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you alongside our producer, Dan Braverman. We are at the Contractors, Closers, and Connections networking event at the Ivy in Buckhead. And Chris Henning, is joining me with Tayfair Commercial Group. We're very familiar with Bruno. We've known Bruno for years.
Everybody is.
For good or for bad, take it as you will. No, for the he's the greatest in the world. Great company, commercial real estate. You're brand new, about 7 months or so with the company?
Yeah, I started earlier this year. I've had my license for a while, but prior to this, I was part of an owner-operator group. We did extended stay hotels and value-add, larger-scale apartment complexes around the land.
So what kind of responsibilities do you have with this company?
Basically learning the transactional side of it. I kind of stay with multifamily, hospitality. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about the development side of things. You know, I'm pretty aware of how to evaluate a property, the operations of it, and how to analyze it. It's just, it's been drinking from a fire hose to learn about the lending side of it, and especially this year with rates going insane.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting time to get started.
For those that are not in the know, multifamily would be apartments.
Yeah, apartment complexes. A lot of, more recently, a lot of build-to-rent stuff, I guess, has become pretty popular. Primarily apartment complexes.
And so you help, what, the investor find these properties to purchase?
Yeah, right now it's trying to find some properties that make financial sense for individual buyers buying groups. Ideally, it'd be a mix of both buyers and sellers.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, ideally, more sellers than buyers. But it's just been a little challenging with interest rates kind of accelerating at the pace they have, and sellers not coming off of cap rates quite just yet. So it's been challenging.
Chris, what areas do you kind of work in as far as geographically?
Primarily Georgia. We have an office in South Carolina in Greenville. So I've been trying to familiarize myself a little bit more with that market. Florida, anything around the Southeast, basically. If we're not licensed there, we at least have enough relationships within those areas where we can refer stuff out and try and make some things happen.
Okay, so you've been working for the company for several months now. Can you spell Tayfair?
Let's see. Hold on. It's in my email now. T-A-I-L-L-E-F. ER.
Well done.
I mean, I'm a fellow Frenchman, so I feel like I have to.
It took me 3 years, so that's very impressive. Your goals tonight, what do you plan to hope to get out of tonight's event?
I mean, just basically the same as the other CCC events I've been to, is try and meet some people, learn a little bit more about what other folks in the industry are doing, specifically what people are looking for, what they're trying to get involved in, and try and make some connections.
What's been your biggest surprise since joining Tayfair Commercial?
Man.
Only good stuff now.
No, oh, yeah.
Just kidding. There is no bad stuff.
No. See,
Bruno can't hear us right now, I don't think.
Thank God.
We can say whatever we want.
No,
can you hear us?
Barely. Yeah. The biggest learning curve, I think, has been being able to pencil out the financing aspect of things. And more recently, understanding, I guess, what all goes into soft costs on the development side, from a time process and cost standpoint. That's been the biggest.
And you work with buyers and sellers?
Yeah, right now primarily buyers, but the ultimate goal is to represent both.
Is it now a good time to buy or a better time to sell?
Well, I mean, it's challenging.
There's not a lot of properties out there to buy, are there?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately,
inventory is low.
From what I've seen, at least, if you get to the smaller properties, maybe something in the 20 to 50 unit range, you can find some decent cap rates, 7-8%, something like that. As you start to get over 100 units, 150, 200, at least from the stuff I'm looking at, cap rates are still compressed. My guess is that, multifamily is one of the safer segments of commercial real estate. So it might take a little bit longer for cap rates to come up and kind of ebb and flow with interest rates.
You don't do duplexes and triplexes. Is that more on the residential side?
Typically it is, but I mean, right now I'm working with somebody that is probably more a residential agent's cup of tea, but he's doing the same thing. He's trying to find a home where he can and his family can live in, that has maybe like a basement that's set up for a rental, something like that, or an additional dwelling. So we'll help whoever's interested in getting into income real estate.
Well, Chris, appreciate you coming by. I don't want to keep you from networking and meeting some folks and making some money tonight. So thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
And again, a reminder, we'll be doing interviews all night long, so stay tuned here on Business Radio X. We're from the CCC event at the Ivy in Buckhead.